November's terrorist attacks in Paris continue to reverberate today, and not just in Europe, but around the world, and in ways you wouldn't always expect. Ursula Gauthier thought she'd be in China today, continuing her work as Beijing correspondent for the French magazine L'Obs. Instead, she's back in France, because Gauthier was expelled by the Chinese government for publishing a story that suggested China used the Paris attacks as justification for a crackdown on ethnic minority Uyghurs. Now, the Uyghurs are Chinese Muslims. They primarily live in the western part of the country, and many of them are seeking greater autonomy. Some have even resorted to violence. Ursula Gauthier joins us via Skype from Paris, where she's just returned. Ursula, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So we want to talk about your reporting specifically in just a minute. But for our listeners who don't fully understand what's happening now between the Chinese government and the Uyghurs, I wonder if you might just explain the current situation to us first.
Well, there is a very vast, large province at the most western part of China, which is called Xinjiang, which is the home for the Uyghurs, a minority, a Turkic-speaking minority, and they're also Muslims. And this minority is under a great crackdown from the Chinese government, who wants to assimilate them, you know, by force. And they are losing their language, their culture, their religion, and even economic opportunities. And everything goes to the Han people, Han Chinese people, who are coming to Xinjiang. So the tension between the Han and the Uyghurs is stronger and stronger. And you have very often ethnic violence between the two. And sometimes this violence is terrorist type, you know, with terrorist groups doing attacks, but not always. So what I was saying in one article I published in the 18th of November is that it wasn't true to say that every ethnic tension and attacks going on in Xinjiang was a terrorist attack.
Mm. So can you describe to us the reporting that you did after the terrorist attacks in Paris and how that relates to what's happening between the Chinese government and the Uyghurs?
Yes, yes. So after the Paris attacks, very quickly, the Chinese government, Xi Jinping and the Minister of Foreign Affairs declared publicly that China also was under attack from international terrorism. And they gave an example that was a specific attack which had taken place 2 months earlier in some place in Xinjiang called Aksu, or Baicheng in Chinese. And they said that that was a terrorist attack. But they had never spoken about this attack before the Paris attacks. And if it were really a terrorist attack, it would have been everywhere. So I just analyzed what they said, and I said, this is typically not a terrorist attack. This is a local conflict, very ugly, very bloody, but it doesn't belong to the terrorist category. Hmm. And that's why they were angry at me.
Well, if I may ask, though, I mean, I think we're living in a time where the definition of a terrorist attack is quite amorphous. It's not so black and white, because I'm looking at some reporting from the BBC, for example, that says that Al-Qaeda has described Xinjiang as an occupied Muslim land to be absorbed into the caliphate. So if Al-Qaeda is saying that, perhaps the Chinese government is right to be concerned.
Well, it's true that Al-Qaeda says that, but it doesn't mean that all the Uyghurs, when they fight against, you know, the oppression, that all of them are terrorists or Al-Qaeda members. It's true that Al-Qaeda wants to export its terror ideals everywhere in the world, and also in China and in Xinjiang. But it doesn't mean that all the Uyghurs are buying into this terror ideal. So what I mean is that China may have a problem with Uyghurs being very profoundly dissatisfied with how the Chinese policies, but it doesn't mean that all of them are terrorists.
Well, the Chinese government, as you know, does accuse the Uyghurs of terrorism. They also further out say that the Tibetans are separatists and that they want to keep all of China united. And in addition, I'm saying that a spokesperson for China's foreign ministry had a specific comment about the fact that the government expelled you from China. The spokesperson said, quote, "I would like to reiterate that the Chinese side protects the lawful rights and interests of foreign journalists to conduct interviews and reports in China, but the Chinese government and people will by no means tolerate the act of speaking for terrorism." I wonder what your response is to that.
Well, from the beginning, from the first day that my article came out, there was a reaction in the Chinese very nationalist a paper called the Global Times, and they immediately accused me of being, you know, supporting terrorism and being anti-Chinese. What because I was just explaining that there was a horrendous situation in some of the minority areas. I have also written in the past about Tibetan areas. And for Tibet, even people who burn themselves to death are considered by China as being terrorists. So their own definition of terror is very wide. It includes anyone who criticizes the state's policy.
I wonder if, I mean, you've been reporting from China for quite some time. What insight does your experience give us into the challenges that foreign correspondents face when they want to, you know, do stories on the ground from Western China, from these areas where there is tension between the local population, such as the Uyghurs and the Chinese government?
Well, it's a very difficult task, in fact, and it's not many foreign correspondents are able to do it. And anyway, if you go there with your assistant, with your fixer, with your interpreter, you're always, worried about what happens to them if you get caught there. And it's sure that they will have very big trouble afterwards. So you can do it only if you can go there without a Chinese person accompanying you. And it means that you have to know very well the country. That's what I did for 6 years. And maybe that's the reason why they, you know, picked me out.
Well, speaking of that, as you mentioned, you did report from China for 6 years, and now you have been expelled. You're back in France. I wonder how you feel about the possibility that you may not be able to return to China.
Yes, it's true. It's true that maybe I won't be able to return never, or at least maybe many years, maybe 5 or 10 years. I don't know. So it's sad for my relationship with my friends. I have a lot of Chinese friends there. It's I feel very sad not being able to do report on the field as I used to do. And it was really great to be able to do that. Although, you know, policies didn't really encourage that, but I could manage. And now I will write about China from the outside. So it's different, but still I will use what I know about China to do that.
Well, Ursula Gauthier is a French journalist who had been reporting from Western China on tensions between the Uyghur people there and the Chinese government. The Chinese government expelled her for some of that reporting, and she's speaking to us today from Paris. Ursula, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you for having me.
And we've got this update on December's terrorist attack in San Bernardino, California. You'll remember that 14 people were killed at the Inland Regional Center, which provides services for the disabled in two counties. Well, today, the building reopened, and for many of the nearly 600 people who work there, it was their first day back at the campus. A very welcome return. Here's Inland Regional Center Executive Director Lavinia Johnson earlier today.
Our staff are very excited to be coming back. It is normal for them to have some anxiety, but we have counselors available for them. In recognizing what we went through on December 2nd, our buildings are safe.
And in addition to those counselors, security is also much tighter. The property is fenced off, and guards are checking the IDs of everyone entering the complex.